Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And with Jeannie.
And with all of us together. This little 10-minute slice of heaven. That's what we like to call it. Where we spend time with the Lord and spend time in His Word and let it renew our minds. That's what the Bible talks about when you're in the Word of God. So that's got to have a wonderful impact on our days. So we've been talking about Nick at night, Nicodemus visiting Jesus, and then actually just we watch him develop in faith, and he ends up with such devotion at the cross, the actual cross. Wow. That must have been something for him. So, Jeannie, what's our next step here with Nick?
Well, I'm just so fascinated by his life because we've been going through and listening to different people's testimonies. Wouldn't you love to sit down with him? And we can someday, but and ask him, so what was the progression of coming from a secret follower at night to a public believer where you risked everything?
Yeah.
And he risked everything.
He sure did.
And I'm sure he was shunned for it by those that were his fellow colleagues.
Mm-hmm. At least.
Yeah. So my curiosity is, how did that progression happen? And we've talked about it before, but just like in others' lives, in our own lives, we can recognize that it's the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Behind it all is the Holy Spirit.
And you had mentioned in John 15:15, where Jesus was talking to the boys, and can you tell us what that said again?
Sure. This is right before the cross. Mm-hmm. And of course, John chapter
15.
I think it's 14, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
John chapter 14 is one of the most famous chapters of the Bible. You know, it's got to be in there with the most prominent of them. And Jesus, right before the cross, turns to his followers and he says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you."
I just love those verses.
You got to. That's exciting.
And yeah. And that's the state that Nicodemus is in, that the Holy Spirit is with him. He may not know him the way the disciples did because he didn't have the opportunity to be with Jesus day and night like he did. But he's in process. Progress? What would you say?
Yeah, process sounds good. Well, we like to use the word journey, don't we?
Yes, yes.
So this is Nicodemus's testimony or Nicodemus's journey.
Right. So, again, we don't know what he, when he laid his head down at night, his questions that he had for God. He was a devout man. He had memorized the scriptures. He was committed to keeping every one of them to the letter, to teach others about it, looking forward to the Messiah. So,
yeah, so, if you could get to heaven based on good works.
Right.
Nicodemus would be somebody who could do that.
Right.
And but you can't. Tried.
Yeah, and he realized that that wasn't cutting it, you know? And he was just curious. So that was the Holy Spirit working in his thoughts, drawing him.
Yeah.
And just the same way he has done for all of us. So I just love it. And then Jesus saying that he was with you and working with you, but then goes into a place where he's going to be in you. We know that becomes possible after the resurrection when Jesus meets the disciples in the upper room and he breathes on them, just like the Father breathed on Adam and gave him his spirit in the garden. Yeah. Jesus, after the resurrection and meets the boys up there, he breathes on them and the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in them. First time since Adam. Yeah. I just think that's just wonderful. So Nicodemus has been yielded and working with and learning and being convicted by the Holy Spirit. But this is what Jesus told him, and he probably didn't get it right then, but again, later he remembered. In 3:8, Jesus tells Nicodemus, "The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." So we can't see necessarily the Holy Spirit working and drawing and convicting. He's like the wind, but we see the result of it. You know, your conscience gets pricked. You get curious, the intervention that happened, you know. So I just love that. He did that analogy. He was always doing analogies. So the results of the Spirit coming inside of us and Nicodemus, it continues. Not only is he working on the outside, but now he's going to be in us, like Jesus said. And as we grow in Christ, we may not be able to see or feel or grab a hold of the Holy Spirit. But when he does come and live inside of us and we become born again, and that lamp that now is plugged into the source, that juice starts flowing through our lives, and he starts putting us on this journey of growing more in truth, recognizing lives, surrendering ourselves to him, finding God's love, understanding the word, being able to witness. All that is the Holy Spirit working inside of us.
Being able to forgive.
Being able to forgive.
And love.
But it's like the wind. Yeah. You can only see the results of it. So as somebody walks with the Lord, you say, well, I haven't ever arrived, or I'm not there. What's the big change in my life? It will happen. The Holy Spirit, like the wind, will make these changes that will come out of your life. And you'll see that in other people's life. And it's called the fruit of the Spirit. And you'll see that fruit start popping out, which is God working in you.
Can I say you're a little bit excited about this?
I love it. Because without the Holy Spirit, and Jesus told the disciples, I'll never leave you alone. And he was promising that by giving them the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
How much comfort is it to know that you're not on your own floundering around? Once you're plugged in, once you're born again, you're never, ever alone. And he is never going to stop working in your life and bringing you closer and closer to him and helping you to fulfill those purposes that he has for you each and every day.
Amen. That's about all I can say to what you just said, is amen to all of it. It's just, you know, I remember some years back, you remember when I was really into photography, even took a class together and we did some developing. You don't have to do that anymore. It's no more dark rooms. You just, it's just all digital now. But I remember that one of the assignments had to do with taking a photograph of the wind.
Really?
Yeah.
And I learned these things during devotional life, you guys, just along with you, because these are little stories that come up.
But what's unique about that is you cannot take a picture of the wind. Hmm. You can only take a picture of the results of the wind.
What it touched.
Yeah.
What it moved.
Right. Or if there happens to be some dust, you can kind of see the outline of what the wind, but you can't see the wind.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Like a poor little avocado tree in the back that couldn't hold on to his leaves in the wind. Pray for our avocado tree.
Our avocado tree is.
I go put hands on it and pray for it.
Took a beating the last few weeks, with all the wind we've had. But I think that there are, how about this? There are things that need to be blown out of our lives.
Hmm.
And there are things that need to be blown into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit takes care of that. And everything the Spirit does lines up with the Word of God perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have these devotional times and you get excited about the Word, or you just come to an understanding of what Jesus is saying or what the Holy Spirit is wanting to do in us on this journey, then that's bound to affect your thinking, your actions, your behavior in every regard, your words. It's going to change your day. How could it not? How could it not with God working in your life?
The other part of this verse that I was just thinking while you were talking, I know I only have a teeny bit, is that you can't tell where it's coming or where it's going. Somebody who's led by the Holy Spirit, we give our lives over to the Lord, then he's the one that moves us here, there, and we don't even know where the Holy Spirit's going to come and go and lead us. And our life can be unpredictable in that way.
That's exciting. Father, it's in Jesus' name that we have been before you in this little devotional time. And I pray that you would take the truth from the things that we've said and the words of Jesus, and you would apply them, Holy Spirit, to our lives. Holy Spirit, I know you're here right now. And I know you're moving. And I know you want to accomplish beautiful things in our lives. So make that happen today. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye now.